AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The Vatican leaks scandal is growing with a book detailing the mismanagement and internal resistance that's been thwarting Pope Francis' financial reform efforts. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports the Vatican is in damage control mode.
The Vatican has no power to stop the publication of the book, but on the eve of the publication, they arrested two members of Pope Francis's reform commission. These were people who would have been in contact with these documents. The Vatican isn't saying that they themselves are accused of stealing them.
An advance copy of Merchants in the Temple was obtained by the Associated Press. Citing confidential documents, it exposes millions of euros in potential lost rental revenue, greedy monsignors, and a professional-style break-in at the Vatican. Donald Trump is out with a new book. Crippled America reads like a campaign manifesto, boasting success stories, but offering few details on how he would implement his policy goals as president. With the death of another woman injured during a Bucharest nightclub fire on Friday, the death toll there has reached 32. After waiting 7 years for a decision, the company behind the proposed Keystone XL pipeline from Canada to Texas has asked the State Department to suspend its review of the project so it can concentrate on negotiating a passageway through Nebraska. TransCanada spokesman Mark Cooper says his company is not making the request based on what the Obama administration may or may not do.
What we said for a long time, if it's judged on its merits, it'll be approved. And if it's judged on science over symbolism, it'll be approved.
Sound courtesy CTV. Voters will choose governors in Kentucky and Mississippi, mayors in Houston and Philadelphia, and decide ballot measures about marijuana taxes in Colorado and animal rights in Washington in today's off-year elections. This is AP Radio News. Ahmad Chalabi has died of a heart attack, according to Iraqi state television. He was a prominent Iraqi politician who strongly advocated for the 2003 U.S.-led invasion to overthrow Saddam Hussein. He was in his early 70s. Princeton University researchers say death rates have been going up in this country for middle-aged whites. AP correspondent Mike Stobie reports.
They saw that a lot of white people in the 45 to 54 age group were talking about pain and depression and having trouble doing things in their daily lives. And they note that there's been an opioid prescription drug overdose epidemic in the U.S., and they believe those things are tied together.
Adele has a major hit on her hands.
Hello.
Hello has become the first song to sell 1 million tracks in a week, and that sets a record. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.